This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
800.
Oh, you're here too.
What?
Who are you?
Which?
Oh, 800-259.
You lost your mind?
Hi. 800-259-9231. I'm just so excited about getting that phone number out there. Sometimes I just forget it. You're just so small over there by yourself.
You're drunk with power.
You want drunk with power? I'll turn your microphone off.
I should be doing these intros from here on out.
800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. By the way, that's our website, freetalklive.com, and there's lots of stuff there. It's all for free. Still on the way, George Bush. Deranged, disconnected, and dangerous. Or at least so says Paul Craig Roberts. We'll explore that. But let's get into FEMA. The Federal Emergency Management, whatever the last word is, association? Agency. That's what it is, agency.
Sounds right.
And they just like to screw everything up. That's all they do. They blow it. They spend too much money. They're a bureaucracy. They have no incentive to care about anybody. They've mismanaged Katrina, and they mismanage everything that they attempt. Of course, the typical response is, we need to give these guys more money. We got to give them more money so they get it right next time.
Well, yeah, that's how it is with government agencies. If a business does poorly at a job, fire them.
Yeah.
If the government does poorly at a job, give them more money.
That's give them more control.
Stupid.
So what did they mismanage this time, man? Which...
Well, this is from the New York Daily News. In the aftermath of Katrina, the feds spent $10 million to renovate and furnish 240 rooms in Alabama that housed just 6 hurricane survivors.
How much was that again?
For $10 million.
Six people?
Yeah. Authorities also spent $3 million on 4,000 beds that were never slept in and blew a fortune on ice that was not needed. Yeah, it's a lot.
Where is this from?
This
New York
is from
Times?
Yeah, the New York Daily News.
Okay.
More than 700 contracts worth $500,000 and up. More than half were doled out without seeking the lowest bids. You know, I mean, I'm just cherry picking out of this article because I don't want to read the whole thing. But
it's just a laundry list.
It's just a laundry list. Yeah. FEMA has screwed this up time and time again. And what are we doing? Well, we're making FEMA better for the next time.
We'll reorganize. We'll reform.
What happened in America when there were disasters before FEMA? What happened in Chicago with the Great Fire?
Yeah, what didn't happen?
People rebuilt.
On their own?
Oh my God!
Without the government?
Imagine? Yeah.
Wait, people can actually do things by themselves and. Out of self-interest and be nice to one another and help each other without the government forcing them to?
Well, insurance companies paid on their claims.
Right.
And
which is a voluntary transaction.
Mm-hmm, same thing that happened in San Francisco. Galveston was hit by a big, giant hurricane. They didn't recover as... Galveston was going to be the big city in Texas.
Yeah.
But so, things change. Pompeii doesn't exist anymore either.
Yeah.
It's covered by lava.
Wonder what is going to happen to old New Orleans. What's going on there? We haven't heard from someone in New Orleans for quite a while.
Well, I watch CNN, and CNN loves to talk about New Orleans. Currently, the people from the lower Ninth Ward, this is the lowest section of town, and it also happens to be a predominantly poor black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They are screaming at the mayor, who is also black, that, you know, racist, and they're not rebuilding, and it's bad, and what? Somebody's apparently they need to just write them all really big checks.
Oh, well, FEMA did that.
Yeah.
They wrote a whole bunch of people checks, and they want their money back.
FEMA wants their money back?
According to,
good luck.
According to IOError.us, Homeland Stupidity, last month, this is Michael Hampton, last month I let you know that the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, gave out far too much money in disaster assistance for Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, mainly because of people defrauding the system. Now FEMA is lowering the boom. It's sending letters to everyone who got too much money, telling them they now have to pay back the amount of assistance that they were overpaid. During a disaster, FEMA's highest priority is helping the people who need it the most as quickly as possible, said acting FEMA director David Duct Tape Paulison. Even as funds are quickly distributed to meet the needs of disaster victims, FEMA takes very seriously our responsibilities to taxpayer dollars, and is careful to make sure funds are distributed appropriately. Well, no, you aren't very careful. Because, as Michael puts it, the Government Accountability Office caught FEMA with their pants down, completely unprepared for the size and scope of the disaster, and my sources say, completely unprepared for the size and scope of even a typical hurricane, FEMA handed out debit cards and checks like candy to anyone who wanted one. We talked about this when it happened on Free Talk Live. It was for at least a couple $1,000s a pop, as I recall. You got a prepaid debit card, basically, or a prepaid credit card where there's $2,000 sitting in there when they handed it to you. And the intention was for you to take it and put yourself up in a hotel or put some money down on a rental house, or, you know, get your life started again.
Right.
Of course, the reports that we were reading were that people were taking them to strip clubs, that people were buying alcohol, that people were partying with them, and this is what happens when you get the government, a government agency that doesn't care who you are. All they care is that you know how to fill out the form correctly. If you can fill out that form, we'll give you a $2,000 credit card. And so that's what they did. Well, they handed out these debit cards and checks like candy with very little verification, and only now FEMA's trying to get their money back.
Good luck.
Yeah, as though they're going to be very successful. People who receive one of the letters from FEMA will have the ability to appeal their decision, but even if they do appeal, they'll have to pay FEMA immediately to avoid being subject to interest and penalties. If their appeal's successful, then they'll have the payments that they make returned to them.
Boy, I sure don't want to give the government a bunch of money than just hope that it gets given back to me. I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that in my life.
Yeah, right?
That's not true. Withholding, they do give it back.
Yeah, but that's a big program, and there's a lot of eyes on that one. I don't think as many people will be paying attention to this. Those who received a check from the U.S. Treasury can return it uncashed, or people can repay using check, money order, MasterCard, or Visa. Put it on your Visa card. What's that? You spent all the $2,000 we gave you? Well, yeah, that was the reason why you gave it to me, so I could spend it. Well, now we want it back. Charge it. So now all these people are going to be asked to go into debt as a result of this.
And pay interest.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't appeal and doesn't pay will have their debts turned over to the Treasury Department for collection, and they'll do that by withholding any payment any other part of the federal government might have sent you, such as an income tax refund. So these individuals who are being sent this letter ordering them to refund the money are, if they don't refund the money, going to have themselves burdened for a few years after that, maybe a year or two after that, after their income taxes are done, and they might not get a return. And if that's still not enough, they'll put a black mark on your credit report and turn it over to the Department of Justice for prosecution. And I love the comment here that somebody posted. How like the feds? Oops, we changed our minds. You're not eligible for this disaster assistance we offered you. After all, so we're retroactively making it a loan, and we're calling it due now. That's what they're doing. They told people, here you go, we're going to help you. You had, and I'm sure there were some people that really did need this for help, and they really did use it for legitimate purposes. I doubt they all went to strip clubs with them.
Right.
Okay? So that means there really were people out there that needed help. And that probably means that knowing the government and how indiscriminate and stupid they are, they're not only going to be sending these letters to the people that went to the strip clubs, but some of them will inevitably end up in the hands of those who really did need the help. So 7 months ago, they said, here you go. You need some help. Take this money. Spend it on your clothes, on your kids, on some food. Get yourself set up. And then 7 months later, a letter comes in the mail. We want your money. We want that money back.
This is what happens when you take a big old bite of that big, beautiful, rotted apple that is the government. That it's going to come back and bite you. It happens with every kind of assistance the government gives. Now, they don't necessarily ask for their money back. But there's always a price that they don't tell you about.
The hidden costs.
It's there.
The strings.
Yep. Don't take money from the government.
Don't get
it. They didn't earn it.
Do whatever you can to stay away from them. And it doesn't matter if it's just money. Even if it's just some sort of other benefit. I don't know what that would be, but just stay away from them. I mean, I don't even want to go to a library anymore. I just don't want to be involved at all with anything of theirs. Because of things like this. Because you never know when they're going to turn the tables on you. You never know when they're going to change the rules. They're untrustworthy, and they're dangerous. That's your government. 800-259-9231, George Bush, he's lost his mind. We'll talk about that and more, whatever you bring up. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, well, you should vote for the show. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, and it makes a big difference for us because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And this month, the competition's been really heated, so we really need your votes. If you haven't done it yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. George Bush, LouRockwell.com, Paul Craig Roberts. In case you don't know who this guy is, Paul Craig Roberts was involved back with the government many years ago, back in the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. I forget, I'm looking at his little bio here. He's the former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. So he's had some experience in this whole government thing. Therefore, I think he's qualified to comment. On March 17th, William Rivers Pitt wrote that Bush is deranged, disconnected, and dangerous. In his March 20th Cleveland speech, That was yesterday. Bush proved William Pitt right. Bush gave a delusional speech that shows that he's detached from reality. We're going to help the Iraqis build a strong democracy that'll be an inspiration throughout the Middle East, a democracy that'll be a partner in the global war against terrorists. Has no one told Bush that the Iraqis cannot even agree to form a government? The day before Bush's delusional Cleveland speech, Iyad Alawi, the former prime minister of one of our make-believe Iraqi governments, said that in Iraq, the casualty rate from the sectarian strife is so high that, quote, if this is not civil war, then God knows what civil war is.
You know, I thought it was kind of funny that he said, no, no, there's no civil war in Iraq.
Wait, who said that? Alawi? Bush. Okay.
Bush did. No, no, I haven't seen any of civil war, but we are having trouble there.
Yeah.
Come on. There's civil war going on.
The day of Bush's delusional speech, Patrick Cockburn, present on the scene in Erbil, Iraq...
What an unfortunate last name.
...gave a much more truthful account of the situation. Writing in Counterpunch, he reported, Iraq is a country convulsed by fear. It is at its worst in Baghdad. Sectarian killings are commonplace. The scale of the violence is such that most of it is unreported. Unseen by the outside world, silent populations are on the move. Frightened people fleeing neighborhoods where their community is in a minority for safer districts. There's also a growing reliance on militias because of fears that police patrols or checkpoints are in reality death squads hunting for victims. So, I mean,
yeah,
he's essentially saying there's an unreported mess going on.
Well, we've been reporting it.
Right. Oh, we haven't really been reporting it heavily, but we've mentioned it from time to time.
Sure.
Not a word of this reality from our delusional president, though. The fantasy Iraq that Bush painted was only his warm-up act. He went on to tell his Cleveland audience that Americans could not be safe unless Iraq was a democracy. What a weak, pitiful, vulnerable place Bush's America must be. Unless a small, devastated Middle Eastern country's a democracy, America can't be safe? Who in the Cleveland audience could possibly have believed this utter nonsense? Well, I would bet probably a good chunk, because they all voluntarily showed up for the event, and that probably means they're Bush supporters.
He took some hard questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And today, too.
Bush told his audience that, quote, the security of our country is directly linked to the liberty of the Iraqi people, and we'll settle for nothing less than victory. What victory is he talking about?
What is victory going to look like in Iraq?
I don't think he knows. If you were to ask him that, I don't think he would know.
I mean, if there was a war between the U.S. and Iraq, we won. It's over.
Well, he said mission accomplished speech years ago.
Right. Now we're trying to, the United States is trying to run Iraq, and that's where the problem is.
Right. We're occupiers.
It's not the war, it's the occupation that's killing us.
How do you have a victorious occupation?
I mean, they're not going to look at us like we are their benevolent dictators.
You know, that's a great question. If you can answer it. How do you have a victorious occupation? How is it possible? I mean, you're occupying somebody else's country. You're either going to... I suppose maybe victory would be total conversion of everyone in the country to the American way of life, to agreeing with America, to worshiping America, or total extermination of everyone in the country, right?
Right.
I mean, how do you win an occupation?
That's really it. I mean, if you... Nobody's going to be happy about us ruling them, whether we give them a democracy or not. And I don't think we can give them a democracy, because I think that we had to fight for ours, and they have to fight for theirs.
And ours is actually supposed to be a representative republic. Let's remember that.
Yes, absolutely. We have a, democratically elected representatives. And if we want them to have something like that, man, they have to throw off the mantle of oppression. Unfortunately, that mantle is us.
The United States at this point, yeah. What victory is he talking about, says Paul Craig Roberts? Despite the huge sums of dollars paid by the Bush regime to all of the leaders of the factions, Iraq can't form a government. And I didn't know that was going. That's news to me. I didn't realize they were shelling out big bucks to all of the decision makers over there to try to get them to get along with one another. And what do you think they're doing? I bet you they're just taking that money and passing it on to their insurgent buddies. In fact, there was another story in ABC News today, which wasn't really worth really getting into, but it was interesting. Apparently, there's a European campaign on now where it's 10 euros to fund the resistance. Did you hear about this?
No.
There's some sort of a PR campaign, some sort of a money-raising campaign, where they're asking Europeans to contribute 10 euros, which is about 12 bucks, for the purposes of sending this money to the insurgents in Iraq.
God.
people around the world are now getting into supporting people killing American troops. It's time to come home. It's time to end this.
It absolutely is. There's nothing to win there.
Without victory, Iraq will be a safe haven for terrorists to plot new attacks against our nation. Alas, there were no terrorists in Iraq until Bush invaded the country and drew them there. The problem our troops face in Iraq is not terrorists, but resistance fighters, insurgents in the Bush regime's parlance. Democracies lack the dictatorial extra-legal powers to suppress terrorists. That's why Bush is destroying civil liberties in the United States. See, he wants us to be a dictatorship so he can control all the terrorism. Under Saddam Hussein, there were no terrorists and no insurgents. Bush is modeling his no habeas corpus, torture-prone, all-intrusive government on Saddam Hussein. And by the way, I'd like to insert here, there was a very lengthy article in U.S. News and World Report that came out, I think, today or yesterday. And it was talking about how apparently the good old boys in D.C. have been sort of tossing around the idea about warrantless personal searches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming down the pipe.
Well, we knew that was going to come.
We knew it was on the way, but sure. Now they're talking about it in the news. The security of Americans has nothing whatsoever to do with Iraq. Iraq cannot overthrow the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the separation of powers, and American civil liberties. Iraq can't illegally spy on American citizens, declare them to be suspects, and detain them forever with no warrant or charges. Iraq cannot put American citizens, who are critiques of the Bush regime, on no-fly lists. Only our government is doing those things. The real dangers to Americans reside in the neocon Bush administration. This delusional warmonger administration believes it has the power and the right to dictate to Muslim countries their political and social institutions. This extraordinary arrogance and hubris breeds opposition where before there was none. The world's not going to obey Bush and a handful of stupid neocons.
Why would they? I mean, they want to be free too. They want to be able to make their own decisions.
In his speech, Bush told Cleveland that the decision to remove Saddam Hussein was a difficult decision. That's a lie. Bush's Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and a number of others have reported that Bush came into office intending to remove Hussein. That's old news.
Yeah.
We knew that. The head of British intelligence told the British cabinet that Bush first decided to go to war, then created the reasons to justify his aggression against Iraq. More coming up, 800-259-9231. Your comments? When are we leaving? When is this going to end? When can we bring our boys and girls home and bring them back to relative safety? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 90,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting. It's a little community of Free Talk Live listeners interacting with one another. And there's a variety of different topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. And as we discovered last night, sometimes some sick things as well. So you definitely don't want to be letting your youngins onto the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. But it's an interesting place, and it's totally free. It's online at freetalklive.com. You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about mandatory drug testing. But right now we're talking about Paul Craig Roberts and his comments on Bush's speech. He gave a speech apparently yesterday and was just totally nuts. The man just totally doesn't understand. He just doesn't appear to understand unintended consequences. These people in government the fanatics of this administration, the fanatics of government, the fans, they don't seem to understand that government cannot accomplish what it sets out to do. Okay, yes, if you throw enough money at the roads, a road will get built. Okay, yes, if you throw enough money at the school system, somebody will build a school and some kids will get a modicum of an education.
Right. But the fact is, you could, if you put a company to work building roads, they would build it better and more cheaply.
Yeah, for a fraction of the cost. Mm-hmm. For a fraction of the cost.
And there are companies out there that are educating children, and they are doing it better and more cheaply.
So, Paul Craig Roberts dissecting the speech from George Bush. Just going to finish a few comments here. In his speech, Bush told Cleveland that the decision to remove Saddam Hussein was a difficult decision. And then Paul Craig Roberts points out that, no, actually, Bush knew that he was going to do that when he came into office. Before we acted, Hussein's regime was defying UN resolutions calling for it to disarm. It was violating ceasefire agreements, was firing on American and British pilots.
By the way, we haven't found the arms that they didn't disarm.
And they were enforcing no-fly zones. Look, think about what Bush is saying. As Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, a fact that Bush has acknowledged, how could Iraq possibly have been violating UN resolutions calling on it to disarm? What ceasefire agreements is he talking about anyway? It was U.S. and U.K. planes that continued to fly over Iraqi territory and bomb Iraqis, which they were doing during the Clinton administration,
yeah,
too, by the way. Do you know what Bush means by no-fly zones? He means that U.S. and U.K. jet fighters could fly all over Iraq, but if Iraqi planes flew over Iraqi territory, we'd shoot them down. Where did the United States get the right to tell countries that they dare not try to control their own airspace?
We have a really big army and navy.
That's how we have the right.
Well,
that's what you're saying?
It's not a right, but it is a fact.
That's how it happens. Americans need to understand that terrorists are responding to America's behavior or misbehavior. The only successful way to stop terrorism is to alter our behavior. America's not God, it has no right, and it certainly lacks the power to impose its will on the world. As we're finding out, Manwich, we can't even impose our will on a teeny tiny little country called Iraq. We've got over 100,000 of our men and women, our boys and girls there in uniform with guns and bombs and violence and threats and barbed wire and tanks. And we're having a tough time against a ragtag group of people with RPGs.
Yeah, the build-your-own-democracy hobby kit not going the way we had hoped.
No. Well, it's going exactly the way we expected on Free Talk Live.
I'm not so sure I expected it to go this poorly.
What? Really?
I don't even know what I thought.
Park?
I don't even know what I thought. I thought we could, you know, in Afghanistan, we sort of washed through. Hey, we had a victory. Let's go. Not to say that it's actually
they're still there.
Yeah. Not to say that it really is an unqualified victory or anything.
There wasn't
like
anyone living in Afghanistan.
But the Powell Doctrine sort of is overwhelming force, but it doesn't really come into, you know, the occupation doesn't come into play in that.
Yeah.
We won the war against Iraq.
We destroyed the Iraqi army, and we destroyed the Iraqi state, which is what wars are. A war is a state fighting another state, an army fighting another army, a military fighting another military. If you put a government against another government, somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to lose.
Right.
Of course, everybody loses in general because our friends and family members die, and, the only people that don't lose are the politicians.
The way it's always been. The serfs right. go and die in the war, and the overlords, they win or they lose, and they lose a little face or whatever, but they continue to do what they do.
They profit
in
the long run. And so we just haven't figured it out yet, and Americans haven't figured it out, that war is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And it's not ever, it has never benefited us. Okay, I'm predicting the calls coming in now. Oh, well, if we hadn't gotten into World War II, you'd be speaking German right now. Give me a break.
No. I don't know what they were going to attack our soil with, but the German U-boats couldn't carry enough men to come and get us.
They weren't even possibly going to be able to take out Russia. They were going to lose their butts over there. And there's no way they could have made it here. And it's just paranoid delusion. It really, that's all that is.
Well, even if, I mean, and Hitler may very well have won, but now try to occupy Europe.
Right. Right.
I mean, because
it's one thing to crush a military. It's another thing to crush and continue to crush and occupy the remaining populace, which is exactly what we're trying to do in Iraq. And, of course, our propaganda, the propaganda from the government is we're liberating them. They're better off now than they were before. I heard a clip of him saying that same garbage on the news just a moment ago before we came back for hour two. Well, anyway, we took Hussein out. We're in the world safer now. What are you talking about?
Hussein was in power for 30 years almost.
Right. He never did anything to us.
No.
He invaded Kuwait, but we gave him permission. He asked us if he could go invade Kuwait, and our people said, sure.
Go ahead. We don't care.
Yeah, no big deal. And so now we have a situation where the military in Iraq has been decimated. We've got our military there. There's some sort of nebulous goal, some sort of victory that George Bush wants to achieve. We don't know what that means. He doesn't know what that means, and as a result, more of our guys are going to be killed. More of our friends and family members are going to die for what?
Yeah, more American mothers, their boys aren't going to live, and girls. I mean, what's happening?
For what? What's it all for? What's the point of it? Just to enrich a few politically connected companies?
They really are.
Increase some stock value for some stockholders out there? I'm sorry, I don't accept that. And I don't accept a doctrine of preemptive strikes. It is un-American. If we're attacked, then we can defend ourselves. In this case, Iraq never did anything. Sorry. 800-259-9231. Paul Craig Roberts, final comments here. The Bush regime cannot lead the world to democracy by tearing democracy down at home. Not since Abraham Lincoln have American civil liberties been so threatened as by the Bush regime. America even has an attorney general, vice president, and secretary of defense who believe in torture. How do they differ from officials in the Third Reich or Stalin's KGB? Anyone who believes in torture is not an American. That person's outside of our traditions. Yet, it's people who believe in torture who occupy our highest offices. When we get the mote out of our own eye, then we can instruct the Middle East.
Absolutely.
When are we going to get the mote out of our own eye is my question.
You know, these are the questions I've got to ask the good Christians that want to invade Iraq. Shouldn't America be worried about its own eye and not somebody else's?
But we could get attacked! They have weapons! Wait, no, they don't.
And it's not a moat in our eye. It's a plank in our eye. It's a moat in our neighbor's.
Oh.
That's
okay.
How it goes. It's a little thing wrong with your neighbor. It's a big thing wrong with you.
Gotcha. 800-259-9231. Your comments here. Then we got a... coming up, we got drug testing. We're going to talk about that. Whatever you want to talk about as well, of course. And somebody's predicting the winner of 2008's election.
Hmm.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you have missed a moment of the show, go get them for free. Right there on the front page of the site. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No hoops that you have to jump through. Just go and grab them up. FreeTalkLive.com. Did I mention that we give you over 11 months of them for free?
You didn't mention it, but it's an important thing to note.
It really is. FreeTalkLive.com. On the way, we got all kinds of stuff. I'm going to catch up on a few emails. We got an email about the FAA, the Federal Aeronautics Administration.
Avionics?
Avionics, whatever.
Aviation.
Aviation, they're a bureaucracy, and we'll talk about them. But first, from Washington, Reuters reporting that student-athletes, musicians, and others who participate in after-school activities could increasingly be subject to random drug testing under a program promoted by the Bush administration, of course. White House officials say drug testing is an effective way to keep students away from harmful substances like marijuana and crystal methamphetamine, and have held seminars across the country to promote the practice to local school officials. In fact, I think, Manwich, you've got some statistics on how effective this really is. We're going to talk about that. But some parents, educators, and school officials call it heavy-handed. They say it's an ineffective way to discourage drug use that undermines trust and invades students' privacy. According to Jennifer Kern, a research associate at the Drug Policy Alliance, our money should be going towards educating young people, not putting them under these surveillance programs. Well, of course, here on Free Talk Live, we know that government money, taxpayer dollars spent by the government, don't tend to be too effective anywhere. But if you're going to spend them, let's not spend them harassing people. I agree with that. Requiring students to we'd rather, of course, let you keep all your money, of course. Requiring students to produce a urine sample or hair sample for laboratory testing is a relatively recent tactic in the United States' decades-long war on drugs, along with surveillance cameras and drug sniffing dogs.
Totally ineffective war on drugs.
Yeah. A war on drugs that has created the opposite of its original intentions. Adults in the military and many workplaces have long been subject to drug testing. But U.S. courts have ruled that public schools can't impose random tests on entire student bodies. So, the Supreme Court ruled in 1995 that schools can randomly test student athletes who are not suspected of drug use. And in 2002, the Supreme Court also ruled that students who participate in voluntary activities like cheerleading, band, or debate could be subject to random tests. Why would you want
almost the entire student body is going to be in some club or athletic activity?
No, that's not true.
Really?
When I was in school, I was not involved in any of that stuff, and nor were
you
any
You said
of them.
You were in the Rush Club when you were little.
Oh, jeez. In eighth grade, okay?
And that's Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Yes, you guys really liked Rush Limbaugh, didn't you?
I was brainwashed. I didn't know what I was doing. I was 13 years old. Cut me a break. If you know what, if I would have known now what I know, if I would have known then what I know now about liberty and freedom, I don't know what I might be in jail, man. Which I might have done some terrible things
in school.
Cool. Yeah, because I was not that great of a I was not well behaved.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Supreme Court has ruled that students who participate in voluntary activities can be subject to random tests. Well, wait a minute. Now I understand that when you're in school, that there's some pressure to do drugs. It's there. It's for real. I started smoking pot when I was 16 in school. Well, I wasn't in school at the time, but anyway, I was going to school and I started smoking. Anyway, people have pointed out before that the people who are most likely to do drugs in school are those who are not involved in voluntary activities.
Hmm.
So what you're doing by testing these kids randomly that are cheerleaders and in the chess club is you're harassing kids that are trying to spend time doing positive functions. Spending their time doing things that are constructive versus all the other kids that are going home and getting high. Because as they pointed out a million times in the anti-drug commercials, and this is true, if your kid's busy cheerleading, if your kid's busy doing some sort of activity, they're probably not getting high. Right?
Right.
But here they are, threatening these kids. Threatening them with random drug testing for the privilege of being able to be a cheerleader. I don't understand it.
Well, a University of Michigan researchers have indicated that random testing in high school students for drug use has essentially no effect on the rate of student drug use. It's kind of surprising these results. I'm surprised. Let's see. Once we add to the objection that such testing programs are invasive and degrading, the fact that they don't even appear to work, precisely what rationalization is left?
Yeah. That's insult to injury right there.
Yeah, there really isn't any. It doesn't do anything.
Well, that's they what think it does.
University of Michigan researchers say, at least.
Right. Well, the bureaucrats will delude themselves into believing that it does, and they'll continue to insist that it does something, that it prevents kids from doing drugs. It stops them. It scares them. No, it just makes it so they're more creative. The kids that want to do drugs, let me tell you, your little drug testing plan, not going to stop them. They're going to go, and they're going to do the drugs, and they're going to get the test clean kit. Or they're going to go and get the urinator, which is I learned about this recently. It's something that you conceal in your pants, in your crotch area, and it's a little tube, and you fill it with dog's urine or your little sister's urine or something like that, and you
interesting
actually
how you must get this stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you go about acquiring it. You have to ask nicely, I suppose. But
a friend of mine used to ask me for mine.
Okay. Well, in this case, it's a little device that actually will make it look like you're urinating, but in fact, it's not you, it's somebody else's. So there's all kinds of steps that drug users will go through to prevent others from coming across the information that they're drug users, which is probably a big factor as to why these drug tests aren't effective at all. Because kids will get around it. What are you going to do next? Are you going to ask kids to pull their pants down all the way? See, and inspect them?
You're
going to give them a cavity check to make sure they're not hiding any fluids in there and trying to fake out the drug test? I mean, they've already said how invasive they are and how embarrassing they are. They could make it worse, I'm sure. Are they going to? What are their plans? 800-259-9231. There's millions of dollars coming to schools from the federal government. We'll clue you in. This is Free Talk Live for drug testing. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience everything on our website for free. We give it all away, but if you want to voluntarily support the show, shop with us. You're going to do the shopping anyway, and many of you have already been to Amazon's website. It's the largest internet retailer. They sell virtually everything that you could possibly find in a department store and even more at Amazon. But you can enter through our website, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter through that link, then we'll get a percentage of your purchases. Otherwise, they take the percentage. So you might as well go through our link.
Might as well.
It gets sent to us, amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the war on drugs, talking about the drug testing program that apparently there's going to be $15 million in drug testing grants being sent out in the next fiscal year. That's
These things don't get done for free.
Well, so, since 2002, they've spent $8 million, but next year alone, $15 million is going out to schools. The federal government is encouraging local schools to do drug testing programs, random testing on people in extracurricular activities in high schools.
You didn't expect this program to get smaller once they instituted it, did you?
Of course not.
No,
of course not. I'm just pointing out the dollars. Right. By the way, 600 school districts now use drug tests out of 15,000 nationwide, according to the ONDCP. Get this, man, which we just pointed out that the University of Michigan has done a study that shows that there is no effectiveness here.
Mm-hmm.
That drug testing, what does it say? That drug testing doesn't change the rate of people using drugs at all at these schools.
I will have to. Yeah, that's what it says.
Also, a 2003 national survey to back that up. A national survey of 76,000 students found no difference in drug use between schools that test students and schools that don't. No difference. But get this excuse from the drug people. The threat of a drug test also helps students resist peer pressure, according to the associate deputy director at the drug control office. He says, if I'm at a party and somebody says, hey, you want to hit a dope? I've never heard anyone say that before, by the way. If I can look at that person and say, no, I can't, then that's one more tool to say no. So now the message is no longer, just say no, it's, no, I can't.
Or I'll get put in jail.
Critics say the White House's emphasis on testing comes at the expense of counseling, treatment, and education programs. I just think that's totally asinine. To suggest that kids are not strong-minded enough to just simply say no. When I was being offered marijuana for the first time, it was not an immediate decision. It wasn't being thrust in my face, and if it was, I would have said no. I had to think about it for a while. I had to go over the information. I had to really mull it over. It was quite a decision for me. I didn't take it lightly when I was younger. And I don't think that I think that people think that kids are just kind of stupid. And I don't know if they are.
I think I wanted to experience new things. You know, I hadn't experienced it before. I want to know what they were talking about. What's so great about this stuff?
Yeah, but did you do it immediately as soon as it was offered to you?
I pretty much knew that I was going to try it when the opportunity arose.
So you had already made you pre-decided on that one then. I just think that particular statement, no, I can't, is just a point of weakness. It's, oh, I can't right now, but I would if it weren't for this drug testing. What? Look, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Seems silly to me. And it's ineffective, but it's going to continue, and the amount of money is going to go up, and the amount of schools that are going to be testing are going to go up. My question, of course, for you, parents, is how long are you going to let your kids go to these schools? Regardless of how you feel about drugs, do you really want your kids being mandated to pull their pants down and pee in front of a teacher? What?
If that's in fact the way to do it, I don't know.
Hour three is, it could get that way. It could get that bad. Hour three's coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a small